Today is Thursday, February 25th, 2021. This is class number 4, Light Body Masterclass. The sound fields. Not only are we beginning to use them to clear right now, to get our clarity, to be able to sing our own song once again, but it hopefully that period is short, and then we'll be creating with sound very quickly on that, with the information that's now going to arise from our bones. So let's intend to shorten the transition, this bridge that we are taking in remembering the sound fields. Let's go ahead and create sacred space. Ask to be fortified. We're going to ask to bring in our benevolent beings, our seen families of light. Let's bring them into this dimension that we are all gathering together in. Let's bring them close, allowing their wave and field of protection, the Hathors, the entire Venus Council, to come in at this time, and of course the whales, to buffer and to modulate the multi dimensions that would like to speak with us today and to share. First and foremost, let's go into the heart, the electromagnetic energy of the heart. This is where the pulses are coming. We have the ability to buffer our hearts, and we have the ability to expand our hearts, and at certain times we'll need to do both. While we keep our hearts open, in the next short period of time, in a state of an expanded state, we'd like you to bring in the entire Essene family with you at these times. Just make a mental note. You can do it once, or you can do it each and every time you find yourself in an expanded state, that they have permission to be right there with you, modulating your heart. For there is spiky energy, very spiky energy, although it's designed to fortify and to ignite a small cellular fire of remembrance, it can actually be uncomfortable in your cells and in the muscular, your nervous system and the fascia system. It can be overloaded given the composition of elements in your body at a particular moment in time. So we're just working with acknowledging a very physical fortification that would be helpful to you, for you to have. And take a deep breath. This is a very important next section of time, for there will be a delivering of cosmic waves to your planet. Especially around the full moon, and for the next few weeks after that, there will be a strong wind, we'll call it an electric wind, moving through. And there are, as someone with a hope, open heart and open frequency sets, like you all have in this call, we want you to have us with you, to work with you, and to interpret some of the signs and the signals. The light, it will be very, very bright. We want to speak to you of your recent visit to the Syrian High Council. But before we do that, we want to talk with you about the light quotients that you're familiarizing yourself with, holding the quotients of light that you are now entering that phase of holding higher and higher light quotients. As you are holding higher and higher lights, that's why you were invited to the Syrian High Council. One, to see if we could hold that vibration in the midst of that, this group. Could this group together hold the quotient of light to be able to see and hear and to receive the messages that were being sent from the Syrian High Council? We understand, and from our perspective, that it was a very bright light for the group, and we want to speak to that. And this gave a lot of information about the quantity of light that we can hold in our bodies now, and some of the modifications that our Essene families are going to assist us with at this time. They also want to point to the fact that this bright light is to actually notice when you're feeling bright light in your pineal gland, in your awareness, for a number of reasons. One, we will be pushing this envelope of this. This is where a lot of the information and our needs for our new being will be, in this bright light. But it can be blinding. So on one sense, they want you to, if it is a light in your head with a lot of frequencies converging on the mental plane, is to just stop and get out of the mental plane and go into your physical grounded plane and just try to release the mental faculties and be in, not like you've always known, going into the heart, but it will actually, there will be new pathways so that the intelligent quotients can open up, not in your mind, but in your glands and along your central nervous system first, so that you can open them. They can be opened with our mind, our pineal glands, our hypothalamus glands, with the glands in the head, but they'd like us to learn also to open a lot of the light quotients with our glandular system, our root chakra, our first, second, third chakra. Well, that's where a lot of them are intended, as a clearing. And this may require closing the eyes and lying down periodically throughout the day. And we want to point to that. The purpose and a benefit of having the Essenes there with you as close, that you'll be on a frequency to hear and to request, as etheric surgeons or whatever type of need, to do the calibration at that moment in time. As you notice, the Mother Mary codes and Mary Magdalene codes will be coming in towards you to be able to work at in conjunction and their level. But as you know, you may experience family members not able to hold the light that you are bringing in. So just to be aware, like your system needs a break from the amount of light that the Assyrian High Council has experienced with you a lot of during this transition you may need to buffer yourself from being too much light for others, or it just be static and interference. They won't be able to articulate why the frequency is uncomfortable for them. So if there is challenges in frequency fields, we just ask you to move away and lie down. There is a galactic piece we want to point to as well. March 3rd, 4th, 5th in that area. There is a galactic piece that you have, that you are anchoring in your body. There's not per se a call to action, but a refinement of breathing and smoothing and anchoring the electromagnetic energies. And that's what we'd like to talk with you today about. We want to point to you as your electromagnetic energy system, your bioelectric system. This in some ways feels like electricity in the body, but it actually can be perceived with a little more discernment. And grounding, your normal methods of grounding inside may not be enough, and you may need to use nature to assist in the grounding mechanisms outside with the air, the combination of the sun, the sky, the trees, and the ground itself, sitting on the ground or lying on the ground as a bath, to release some of the codes coming through you from these different aspects in time from you. Laying on the ground can't be emphasized enough. This will aid in the body tiring out. A lot of this will be happening in the sleep state. You may be finding yourself needing to sleep. And we suggest that if you'd rather not sleep that much, because it's part of our work or our mission, that we do spend more time outside discharging the electromagnetic energy through our feet, intending it through our feet, through our tailbone, and out the crown of our head with the trees. They will be very helpful in sustaining, grounding out a lot of the field. Deep breath as well, and of course lots of fluids. So baths are a great way as well, Epsom salt baths, to restore the electrolyte and electrolyte drinks and baths. But you may feel there is an inordinate amount of need for this, and we're here just to say yes, we anticipate that need in the short term. Again, we will emphasize to release mental processing. For mental processing, connecting a lot of this energy can create shorter wavelengths as we try. We don't have all of the pieces and each and every moment. And as we try to connect with our brains, what is happening, it can create a lot of mental fatigue. The frequencies won't come ready, smooth, and in a linear progression. Some of the high potency energies will come to specific people too, as you come together and discuss, will be exchanged, has often happened in this group. We'll just take a moment and a breath and calm the wavelengths of your mind. Relax the jaw. Relax your shoulders. Relax your bone structure. Relax your feet. Uncross your legs if they're crossed. And we're just going to work with the earth now to draw out the bottoms of your feet. Some of the fibers, some of the unnecessary components, some of the density, some of the metals, take a moment to allow your feet to discharge as we move into our light body. Our density does become lighter. Often we have come to feel home when we find the density that of our bodies that we're familiar with. So let's take a moment to receive some help in allowing us to find home in this lighter frequency, but grounded. Often when we get lighter headed, we feel ungrounded. We're going to work in feeling very grounded, even more grounded than we have ever been in this lighter density. Take a moment to imagine all the heavy metals to be removed from your body. This can be several pounds of metals. Just see that leaving out through your feet. And what's coming in is plasma liquid light through the crown, filling those spots, a rainbow liquid light. As the density leaves your feet and a rainbow liquid plasma light coming in through your crown, filling, soothing, balancing, and emanating very similar frequencies as the rose. The rose's frequency. Is expanding into the places. Let us surround each and every bone with petals of soothing qualities that it can absorb. The friction and the static coming off of your bones. The discharging of your bones. Bringing in the sound of the rose, the frequency of the rose. The song of the rose. Bring this very much up to your throat, the liquid plasma light surrounding your throat, so that when you speak, there is utter balance. There's no losing energy. Or taking in energy other than this frequency. We wanted to point out one more thing. Why I would like you to be in your body and in your bones in awareness. The light coming in through the eyes, they're tired. They want help. They want other body parts to do the absorption of the light quotients that need to come into our bodies at this time. So offering them closed eyes throughout the day so they can learn not to be the sole absorber of light frequency through the optic nerve and to the brain, that we can begin to allow the other glands, the skin, to turn on their ability to gather the light, the lungs, the liver, our kidneys, to begin to run the more of the show, the high heart. Allow them time at the helm to steer the course of the body so that we can begin to balance the frequencies. That the brain, the third eye, is working very hard to process. The timelines will surface of when you did this more easily, perhaps an Egyptian, perhaps an Atlantean lifetime, perhaps a Lemurian or a Lyrian. Welcome these. And keeping your feet open to release. To release. Going back to a piece of information we wanted to share about the Syrian High Council visit that our Laren families, the consciousness of our planet, the Laren constellation planet that was destroyed, our home planet, our connection to this whole human project. Had records, and we are record keepers of this Laren planet. And the Syrian High Council, one of the reasons we were asked to come, and we will go back at some point, was to give us back these records. They have been held for safekeeping for us till we reached a particular density or a particular point in time that we would need them. And it's coming to that time that we will need these records. And we would like to receive them from the council that is holding them for us. We may find we do this individually. We just find that. And this will be important to share so that we can initiate others in their own remembering of some of these records that will be now important and easy to open up to in our hearts. We can ask the Venus Council and our Venus friends and family to accompany us when we go to the Syrian High Council. Our choice, but that is what's recommended. For we may need to go before our physical bodies have the remembrance, so they can help step down the amount of light to help us interpret these records. And one more electromagnetic tip in your lens of understanding your becoming more proficient at your discerning electromagnetic energy. The solar rishi are sending their packets. Saturn, Uranus have information that they're sending with electromagnetic energy. The Sirian High Council, Pleiadians seem to be holding the records. That's why they step forward. And the Venus Council, they're all working with us with our antennas. Imagine we have multiple antennas for all of these places. The winds, when we go out in nature, may activate them or may confuse us. So monitor your experience with the winds as your antennas, your electromagnetic antennas, are being tuned. But go ahead and visualize that you have a halo-like structure, a light circle above your head in pale blue light. And you're learning to use it. You're learning to tune this. It has multiple uses, but for now, this electromagnetic antenna channel for which we are communicating with. So go ahead and walk in your day. Open up your antenna to these various points of your lineage, parts of yourself in these timelines. We'll be here to guide you and to ask any questions, answer any questions. Take a deep breath. Know that you are loved. Mother Mary is taking a role as well, because a lot of this work or this energy, one doesn't feel. It's not a warm and fuzzy, emotionally held, this electromagnetic energy is rather cold. And Mother Mary and her compassionate fields would like to be a balance to that. So allow her by your side. Blessings.